For the first time in handcuffs, Madera kept silent during his arraignment, charged with one count of first-degree rape, a felony. Madera's bond was set at $500,000.
Emily Wood is live for us at the jail tonight with more on the case and reaction from neighbors. Emily.
Cherie, neighbors we talked with tonight were shocked and surprised. They described Madera, but never expected he would end up here at Justice Center on first-degree rape charges.
According to court documents, Madera knows his 10-year-old victim. They both live in the area, and the event took place on or around June 1st of last year. Nikisha Harris says Madera welcomed her to the neighborhood when she moved in about 3 weeks ago. Madera has lived on this street for at least the last 5 years.
Just got to be careful on who you trust. You can never put nothing past anybody.
Madera does have a prior criminal record. Reporting live downtown, Emily Wood, News 5.
All right, Emily, thank you.